For the Navy, virtual reality is more than just a training tool. It's also becoming a novel way of public outreach. The recruiting command plans to field trailer-sized virtual reality chambers to let citizens experience a real-life Navy SEAL operation. Captain Dave Bouvet is the National Director of Navy Marketing and Advertising. He talked about the VR project with Tom Temin.
Rather than tell potential recruits or prospects about the Navy or let them read about it, we're really taking advantage of the incredible technology that's out there so we can share the realities of specific Navy missions in an interactive way. So every year, thousands of people coast to coast attend events like Navy Weeks and Fleet Weeks and job fairs and that sort of thing, including many prospects who want to see firsthand what the Navy's about. So we created two vehicles that house mobile displays. There's a large one built into a tractor trailer with eight stations inside that we named the Nimitz, and a smaller towed trailer version with two stations inside that we call the Burke. And the current virtual reality modules inside them allow users to be part of a Special Warfare Combat Crew, or SWCC, in a high-speed water extraction of a Navy SEAL team pinned down under enemy fire. It's about as realistic as it gets.
So do the people that visit, they go inside this one of these trailers and they stand in front of a workstation, are they wearing these virtual reality goggles?
They are, yeah. So it's an Oculus headset with built-in headphones as well. So they're standing at what would look like an old-style video game console. However, what they're seeing is everything around them. So they've got a boat control and a throttle and a steering wheel and stuff in front of them, and that's what they're actually manipulating to move the boat in real time in the scenario. But as they look around, up, down, behind them, anywhere around them, the sight, sounds, and even the motion all translates, and it makes it very real to the user.
And what is the purpose of this? Is it for mainly recruitment, or is it for some larger public relations purpose?
Well, it's mainly recruitment. I mean, it is an awareness building tool as well as a lead generation tool as well. And when the Navy does outreach, again, at things like Navy Weeks and Fleet Weeks and that sort of thing, a lot of the public comes to learn more. So this is really just a good tool to help us communicate some of the realities of the way things are and kind of break down that veil of unfamiliarity that a lot of people have in a way that takes advantage of the technology that's out there today.
And as people experience this, I presume young men and women for the most part, are there people on hand from the Navy that can answer questions?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So we've got marketing agency personnel on hand to kind of help run the experience itself, essentially help get people checked in and that sort of thing. So when somebody gets there, the first thing they'll do is they'll do a quick registration, and they'll be issued a souvenir dog tag with an RFID chip in it that's got their name associated with it. So as they go to each station in the experience, it can be personalized to them. So as they move through the briefing stations and then the virtual reality experience itself and then the debriefing station, it recognizes you by your name at each station. And then when you get done, you've got the opportunity to come out and speak to recruiters if you're interested in doing that. There's other interactive displays. There's a pull-up bar. There are places where you can get souvenir video gift photos taken. And it's all linked. If you choose to, you can link it all in with your social media profile and share the experience and your scores on Twitter, Instagram, and that sort of thing.
We're speaking with Captain Dave Bouvet, the National Director of Marketing and Advertising in the Navy Recruiting Command. And how are you getting word out about this in advance to the places where you want to take it and have people come on in?
Well, great question. Two ways, really, is our agency helped put together a couple of short promotional videos that we share with the local recruiting districts so they can actually help push the word out through folks that follow their Facebook pages and that sort of thing. And the public relations elements of our ad agency also help spread the word among some of the local media outlets on hand as well. So we've actually been on morning shows and actually had reporters actually show up to actually come see it for themselves and actually interview the folks on site.
I'd probably try it myself if it came by, but I would need a galvanized bucket because video games and I don't get along too well. Where will it go? What does the schedule look like? What types of areas will you be taking it to?
Well, that's a great question. The schedule is a little fluid only because as our recruiting assets out in the field learn about this, the demand for it, far outstrips the supply. So we've got a schedule that goes out several months and all the way into the next year. And, we'll get multiple requests from the field, either from the Navy Outreach Office to support big events like Navy Weeks and Fleet Weeks, and then local recruiting offices will have job fairs and career fairs and that sort of thing where they like it to be as well. So as we sift through these requests, we try to figure out the place where it's going to provide the biggest return on investment, obviously. So we'll take into consideration the demographics and the size of the crowds that are going to see it, the effectiveness of really putting it to use what it was built to do, and So we'll steer it towards the right venues based on the crowd.
Will you track the ratio of people who visit to people that actually enlist?
Indirectly, yes. Again, I mean, this is not a hard sell recruiting function, but we do keep track of the people that do participate, because one of the things we want to do is, obviously, you know, we do want to try to gauge the impact. And, you know, when vehicles like this do show up on site, we have a real good idea how many people participate in it. But, you know, one of the things we're always working on is trying to make sure that we understand that we're, you know, getting the best return we can for our marketing advertising dollars, in terms of, you know, what are the desired effects. And if the issue is, you know, we're looking to get people interested enough to talk to recruiters, you know, hopefully we can, you know, keep track of those kind of numbers and that sort of thing. So, the metrics behind it are a big part of helping validate to us that it's as effective as we hope it'll be.
And what are the annual recruiting requirements for the Navy, and how close are you coming to the mark?
Well, the Navy each year puts in about 45,000 people. That number's been fairly steady for the last several years. That includes officers and enlisted, that's active duty and reserves. That number's been fairly static. The Navy's been very successful at meeting kind of our core enlisted accession requirements. We've made goal now, I believe it's like 110, 111 months in a row. So it's been a long time since we failed to make our mission there. The only challenges we sometimes have are on some of our niche specialty missions among some of the officer communities. Certain medical specialties can sometimes be a challenge just because there just aren't that many of them out there. But by and large, the Navy's been fairly successful. But, you know, we, you know, can't get complacent. We've always got to continue to try to find new ways to do our jobs better.
Now, this virtual reality will show the people that would be in a SEAL type of mission. It looks like a riverine type of craft.
Yes.
Firing back and forth. What about the more mundane? I mean, suppose someone wants to be a welder and they might be in the bottom of a ship. Could that be a virtual reality experience also?
Well, you know, we got to kind of pick our battles as far as that goes. But, you know, in the end, what we're looking for is we're looking for smart, motivated individuals who want to improve themselves. They want to learn as much as they can and serve their nation. People who want to set themselves up and their families for the best possible future, and also want to make a better, safer future for the country too. So our sailors get the kind of experiences that you simply can't get anywhere else, whether it's in technology, aviation, healthcare, engineering, a host of others. I mean, there's over 100 specialties represented in the Navy. So the opportunities we offer really are as varied and diverse as the sailors themselves. So, you know, not every single job and task in the Navy really lends itself to virtual reality, but we will be expanding the scenarios we currently have. We began this experience with, like I said, a special warfare, a SWCC mission. But over the next year or two, we hope to introduce new scenarios based on other communities like aviation, submarines, and surface ships. And then our guests would get to choose which mission they wanted to try.